Views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not reflect the views and opinions of this podcast's sponsors.
Attention, attention, attention.
We're men, okay? That means a few things. We like to shit with the door open. We talk about pussy. We go on riverboat gambling trips. We make our own beef jerky. That's what we do.
We literally have never done any of those.
Are you ready for the laughs? You are listening to Leader and Squarest Podcast.
And now, here are your hosts, John Hall, J-Lo on the down low, and the Appy Award nominated DJ Slim. This is the Glitter Squirrels Podcast.
This episode is powered by Poddex.
Motherfucker.
Hey, watch your language. This is a family show.
Hi, my name's Sammy. I'm going to tell you how shitting in the shower ruined my fucking life. I used to have it all. I had a beautiful shave, nice head of hair, great job. I was a head broker at my firm. Beautiful, hot, smoking wife, three beautiful little kids, and a dog named Spuds. Me and my wife were together for 4 years and married for two, and I would never let her in the bathroom while I was taking a shower because I told her that it was my time. It was my personal time. It was my time of self-reflection, but I was lying. What I was really doing is I would stand there in the shower, take a shit, and then when the turd would fall out of my ass, it would slide down my leg onto the drain, and I would waffle stomp that motherfucker in there. Well, one night I get off work, and I get in the shower, and I spread my cheeks and let that glorious hot water hit my chocolate starfish. Well, little did I know that her and her friends were doing this Facebook challenge where they'd run in on their husbands in the shower and record their reaction. Let's just say they should have recorded her reaction. When she finally found out what I was up to in there, she divorced my ass and took my children.
Thank you, Sammy. Thank you for that.
Thanks for the story, Sammy. Yeah, thank you, man. Welcome to the Glitter Squirrels Podcast. Slim and John are with you. And while we're doing the audio version, normally we would be doing the video version, but StreamYard is not our friend right now. So here we are. We're doing the audio version.
Yeah. We have some nice visuals worked up. We're working on that.
We did. We've got a whole big green screen back here. And
you can't see that right now, but you can hear it.
Yeah, you can hear it.
It sounds kind of green.
It does.
Yeah.
It sounds extremely green. Anyway, so John and I have been talking about some things that... you know, we're going to talk about current events in the show.
Current events are fun, though.
Yes, current events.
Because now everybody's just like current event.
But we're also going to be doing some cool stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Always the cool stuff.
Right, but this one's going to be even cooler because John and I have been talking about introducing characters into the show.
Oh, yeah.
And
but we can't tell you who they are right now.
Right. But
they'll have to figure that out.
They'll figure it out when the time comes.
Voice analyzers.
All right. So, first of all.
I don't even know where to begin.
Holy fuck, dude.
There's a lot of
I've been through two women since the last podcast.
Man, we ought to call this Slim's Women. Maybe you need to call Hitch.
Oh, man.
Maybe, I don't know.
No, I don't know that I could get married on reality television, man.
I don't know, man. Maybe I just don't look, and then something cool happens. Yeah, that's how it happens.
Man. Right.
You just can't be out there going, look, man, I saw your ad on Craigslist, and I see you're into stalking.
We should do that. We should call
ourselves on Craigslist.
We should look up shit on Craigslist and call them, and be like, "Yes, I'm interested."
Oh man!
Find people with goats and shit, and be like, "Now is that under 40 pounds? I don't want to go to jail."
Yeah, I got a Pinto, so I'll blow the shocks out of it.
Is its name Toby Keith?
Toby Keith. Goats. That ain't my goat, that ain't my truck in my yard. Oh, man.
That ain't my boyfriend in my goat.
Things going on, man. We saw some interesting stuff on the news earlier. We actually hunkered down and made a dinner.
Yes.
Yeah, I cooked tonight.
Yes, you did cook tonight. And it is... It has.
But prior to that, we were seeing some kind of funny, just crazy things on the news, unfortunately, for a minute.
Yeah. And it wasn't CNN apparently sucking the dick of Joe Biden.
What's going on there?
I don't know. Apparently, CNN is. They're getting discredited, is what they're doing, because they're just basically sucking Joe Biden's dick.
I just don't even know how you can. Some of the stuff people come up with.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I just believe in probably using your own mind. You know?
Right. I'm not in, you know, thinking for like, yourself.
Oh, you know, Sharon Osbourne on the Chopping Block. See that news?
No.
Oh, my. She was on a talk show and said, because I guess Piers Morgan is like leaving because he's tired of not being able to say what's really, you know, this or that, you know, kind of like his speech being limited, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And a talk show lady asked Sharon Osbourne what she thought about that. And she said, well, you know, it really don't concern me. I think it's great he can speak his opinion, but that's all it is, really. It's Piers Morgan kind of saying what he wants to say about it. So exactly. Why should I be bothered by it or anything?
Yeah,
I don't have to agree with it, but it's an opinion. I'm like, boy, it's a shame that half a billion people can't get that through their head.
Right?
I mean, just let it go.
There's a song by Casey Musgraves. If you've never heard it, you need to look it up. It's called Biscuits.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And the song is the song is Mind Your Own Biscuits and Life Will Be Gravy.
Well, there you go. See,
you know,
everything would be gravy.
Two things every American needs to do. You know what that is?
Eat barbecue.
Two things every American needs to do. Mind your own fucking business.
That's a good one. Right
and
there.
Stay in your own fucking lane.
Yeah.
You know, if it doesn't concern you. If it doesn't concern you, why the fuck are you trying to swerve over into my lane? You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. I'm old and I'm gray. Get off my lawn.
Exactly. Well, I'm not a get off my lawn type of guy. I'm like a...
You know what I mean.
I'm like a, you know, hey, let's plug up a bunch of musical instruments and play music on the lawn.
Yeah, I really got no... Yeah, I'm not... I'm just... Unfortunately, man, I can't succumb to a lot of things that are being spoon-fed to us.
Right.
Well, I can't get into the BLM. I can't get into just all these
bacon,
things.
Bacon, lettuce, and maters matter.
Yeah, you know, bacon, lettuce, maters do matter. And I don't know. I just can't get behind a lot of things that don't make sense to me at my age that I've been exposed to all my life. You know, how do you make sense of everything going, oh, that guy's a black man. He's a Mexican. He's a white guy. He's a, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
I've never in my life had to been told any different.
I don't understand why we're
classified. No one ever said, you got to hate all these other people unless they look like that dude.
Right.
See, I've never, I mean, where does it come from?
I think Upchurch said it best, man, when he said.
Oh, Upchurch, hey, buddy.
When he said, if you've got hate in your heart, it's going to show. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's so many to be.
If you're around other people of other races and you have hate in your heart and those people detect that hate, guess what's going to happen? They're probably not going to fuck with you.
They're just not going to hang out with you.
Yeah.
You know what? But I mean, everything's just gone stupid. You know?
Yeah.
I was looking at a lot of reviews from the Grammy, whatever was on. There was an award show.
Was it the Grammys last night?
You know, whatever it was. But you know,
did I win?
I'm not sure yet.
Well, I mean, I am award nominated.
You are, but it's TBA still. It's under wraps. It's hanging out with Trump's tax return. So they have all this going on. And lo and behold, you know, it's the naked chicks bumping and grinding.
Is it Billy's daughter again?
No, and I can't really go there, so I just don't want to talk about Cyrus folks. It's never good for me. Just saying. Small world.
Yeah, right.
There they are, you know, putting on a big show. But we got to worry about Dr. Seuss, Disney.
Dr. Seuss, Disney, Mr. Potato Head, and Coca-fucking-Cola.
Well, and the list is growing. We got Pepe Le Pew in the mix now.
Yeah.
Speedy Gonzales is in there.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
No, man. There's just a whole list of
us. Arriba, arriba, andale, andale, arriba.
Yeah, the stuff's funny. It's just funny stuff.
Yeah.
But here we are. And
everybody's fucking offended.
Dr. Seuss, man. What did he do?
Yeah.
So the guy didn't like green eggs and ham. Who gives a rat's ass?
Well, they said...
Spam burger.
They said that the Dr. Seuss shit was because he didn't...
Do you really think at my age I'm going to go back and look at a Dr. Seuss book right now and
no.
Break something down and go, oh, this is a racial slur.
Neither
this
one is, of us are. But he didn't use any racial slurs in his book. Here's what he did, okay?
Okay.
Every person that he illustrated in his books... was not of color. They were all white. But the reason why they were all Caucasian folks is because he is a product of his environment just like everybody else.
Right, yeah.
If he grew up around black folks, he probably would have put black folks in his story.
But these guys are old.
Yeah.
Dude, they grew up in a time where, I mean,
they grew up in a suburb in fucking Pennsylvania or some shit.
Yeah, you know, like a dairy farm problem.
No, wait a minute.
No wonder he didn't like green eggs and ham.
Where did Dr.
Hey, here you go. We're going to Google, where did Dr. Seuss come from?
Where did Dr. Seuss come from?
It came from green eggs and
Springfield, Massachusetts.
Okay, so he probably grew up in a suburb.
Well, Springfield's a pretty cool town.
Yeah?
It's a big one. I mean, back then it probably wasn't. George Thorogood played there once.
He looks like a man of color. Does he not?
I don't know.
Am I tripping?
No, man. He's Dr. Seuss.
I mean, but...
Well, you can ask her that. I don't know.
Well, I mean, in that one, he looks like...
He's Italian, probably.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
He's got a darker complexion.
Well, maybe he had a tanning bed.
Maybe. But...
But I mean, it shouldn't even be a point. Do we really have to drag Dr. Seuss into the media?
Right.
And well, what's this other crap? Woke? What's going on with that? Yeah, there's some kind of thing. Yeah, you can Google woke.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's where they don't like you calling your mom, dad, and some... I mean, there's so much stupid shit going on.
Here's the definition of woke. Past of wake one.
Okay.
And whatever she said there, yeah, no.
Is a term that refers to a perceived awareness of issues that concern social justice and racial justice.
What is going on?
It derives from the African American vernacular English expression "stay woke."
Okay, but I mean, where's the big push, man?
All right, this video is from Jargonology on YouTube.
Oh my!
And let's see what they tell
jargon?
Us.
Jargon, Jargonology.
If I can get to load up,
it's Jargonology. Jargonology
is borrowed into mainstream use from black slang. Goes back to, I believe, the 60s as a way of talking about being socially aware, socially conscious. I think it's a really great word. I also think there's something to be said about, you know, like
white
dudes on Twitter using woke, because this is an appropriation from black culture. And so you need to think a little bit more about it.
Why?
I think, you know, woke Blitzer is saying,
what the fuck? If I want to say woke, I'm going to say woke. Doesn't matter what fucking color I am.
Did you woke up?
I woke up.
So there's this big thing going on with that, you know. So, you know, I'm always thinking, gee, you know, when's my next gig? Or, you know,
yeah.
I'm really not concerned with all this stuff. People burn down Portland again. And
really?
My voice is a little rough from the weekend shenanigans. Sounds like bourbon and cigarettes, as it should.
Yeah, we went to Waverly, Ohio. I don't know if you saw that.
But
it's on our YouTube.
Yeah, it was big fun.
But yeah.
50-40 and then some.
So. The 50-40, and then I ended up passing out, and your wife took a picture of me and put it on Facebook.
Right there, yeah. The evil pass out photo.
Yeah.
Had enough.
Yep.
Well,
I figured you guys were going to pose with me and be assholes, but...
Nah, we just decided. Once we decided not to be assholes. I don't know if we let it ride.
But
anyway, man, I'm just seeing all this stuff going on, man, and I'm like, I don't know. That's our jet preparing to take off. You can hear the engine firing up.
Yeah, the private jet is firing up.
It's the Learjet. We're heading down to the border where there's not a crisis. I feel fine about that.
You're right.
Just going down there and hanging out.
It's not a crisis, but...
FEMA's... FEMA go to crisis, or did I miss something?
As far as I've known,
emergency management.
Federal Emergency Management Association.
Right, but
it's not a crisis.
No, it's just another day at El Paso and little cities and people tripping out because it's. Well, I don't know. It sounds and looks like a crisis to me.
Right.
I don't know.
So
I don't show up at a concert. You know what? I'd like to do this challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not being a dick.
Right.
I'm just, hey, it's an opinion.
Yeah.
You ain't gotta dig it. You can form your own opinion. Me or you, we get on a plane and we go anywhere in the world and we get off and we go to customs and we demand we get in that country. You know what they do? Either A, put you in jail, send you back, or some countries will shoot you.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine going to China and go, let me in.
Yeah.
Let me in, man.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
But, you know, here we are.
Yeah.
Oh, and the other thing, you know, they're letting people out knowingly. They you know, trying to get a grip on that big COVID. And, you know, letting people out of the general population and just knowing they have it. Or they, I'm like, if this thing's so important, why are you doing that too? But anyway, it's not a crisis. It's just another day.
Yeah, it's just another day at the office. And, not a crisis.
You know, I feel like I'm just, I feel like I went back a lot of years. Gas is going up and everyone's flowing.
We're almost at $3 a gallon. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. Fucking really, dick.
Who's the president? You know, maybe it's Solar.
I don't think it's Joe. I think somebody's pulling the strings, bro.
I think it's the Obama administration. Although
maybe Obama. Maybe he wanted to reign for 4 more years. So he was like, tell you what, Joe, you get in there, I'll pull all the strings for you.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Damn sure ain't doing his speeches.
No, he surely is. His speeches are terrible. He can't put together a full fucking sentence.
Yeah. He's like,
ladies and gentlemen, I come to you today to give you the State of the Union, and the State of the Union
making pancakes when the wheels fall off.
Well, is in a space station on Mars, where there was pancakes in the backyard of my neighbor's house
in the rabbit cage.
Yeah. we should incorporate that into the show. Talk like Joe.
Old Joe. Actually, just have people call and talk like Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And catch them when they just woke up.
That might work.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
So you got all this crazy crap going on, man. And I'm like, going, man, there's a lot of, I don't know, the kids, you got teachers that don't want to go back to school. You got all these... Apparently, there's teachers in California. They want to give a lot of the COVID money to help people out, and teachers apparently a lot of them there are getting like $6,000 bonuses. And someone actually twatted, and said if you go on a spring break with that bonus money, just make sure you don't post the pictures on social media.
What?
And then someone also tweeted, "You could use the money to go on a Hawaii vacation, $6,000."
Yeah.
My wife's not getting six grand.
Right.
She's a teacher. Oh, they're in school, though, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, what's going on?
In-person classes.
Yeah, why if some of these teachers don't want to go back to school and say it's racist? Like, you know, I actually saw someone say it was racist to put kids in school. I'm like,
what?
Dude, I'm telling you, dude.
Yeah. Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
No, I'm not, you know. That's why I watch the news, because I see all this stupid shit. I'm like, man, look.
What?
Let's get rocking and rolling, get this country back up off its feet, and quit worrying about shit that's not really that important.
Yeah, no shit.
You know, if you want to come to the country, I get it. That's great. But, you know, I got friends who came to this country, and they did the paperwork, and they did everything by the book. I don't know anywhere where you just, like, you know, I was talking earlier about it. Like, you can't show up at a Who concert and go, look, man, I got no ticket, and I'm coming in. And,
yeah.
You know, that's just the way it is. No, you're not.
Yeah.
No, ticket ain't coming in the concert.
Right.
And if that's like a green card. Yeah, and if you're going to stand here and be a douche, then see them big guys in the security shirts, they will remove you. Well, that would be our armed forces and whatever down there. If you're not going to play by the rules, man. Everybody's a nice white, you know, Biden, please listen, shirts.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're all clean
shirts.
All clean and white.
Like, if it took you days and days.
Yeah, I was like, where's the merch booth?
Yeah. If it took you days and days to get to the border, how in the ever-loving fuck did you get a brand-new, clean, white shirt that says, Biden, please let us in?
There's a merch tent there, man.
There's got to be, and there's some Mexican
that is... There's like a
party
going on.
Dude, there is some Mexican dude that is taking money back to his family, and they are drinking fucking Jose Cuervo tonight.
Yeah, man, but, you know, you think about it. And they got signs that are all nice and printed.
Yeah.
It's like if you make it that far, I guess you get a... It's like, what is it, a lobster
life? Hey, let's go to Kinko's and, like, make a bunch of signs and tell everybody if you get to this certain destination...
Can you get a free shirt?
We'll give you a free shirt and a free sign.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's, you know, it's just... God, man, it's crazy town. We got a fence around the Capitol.
Yeah.
We got, you know, the Weekend Warriors up there surrounding the place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you know, they're armed services, and God bless them for their...
Yeah.
But,
Doesn't that seem kind of fucking weird to you?
Why do you have that going
on? Why is the National Guard still deployed to Washington, D.C.?
Someone asked that question the other day when no one's made any threats or nothing.
Right.
It's like...
Nothing's happening, okay? Everybody fucking bent over and took it like they have every other fucking president that's been elected.
But, it's just weird.
Yeah. Like, why the fuck is like the National Guard still there? Do you think maybe, and I don't know, maybe some might call me a conspiracy theorist for this.
Word? You'll go to prison for that in 5 years.
Right.
Yeah, we'll be in jail. Let me
do
not
you think,
Gestapo.
Do you think maybe the military might be staging a takeover of the government?
Hey, you know, you have to kind of...
I mean, why else would the National Guard be there?
I don't
know. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's kind of weird.
I don't know, dude.
Just do it and just yank them all out and flush the toilet and be done with it. Start hiring guys like from Joe's Hardware and Mike's Car Lot.
Yes.
And, Joe's Dairy, that's a family. You know, back in the day, there was a guy that ran for it. And I didn't learn a lot in school because I was just too busy being busy.
Mm-hmm.
And but history was always great. And there was some president guy, he came up with a. Yeah, I think a slogan to run back in the day because anybody could kind of run.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the common man with the common plan. Mm-hmm. You guys can look that up in History 101.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, man, there's no common man with a common plan. Everybody's like, let me grease your palm with some cash and lobbyists. Yeah.
Here's some money.
But taking care of the people anymore. $1.9 trillion, dude. And people getting $1,400.
Yeah.
But yet all these other stupid. It's like. One point, why don't you just give everybody a cool million a day?
We're giving the Egyptian military money. Like, why? What significance does that serve the United States?
And they come from oil and stuff.
Right.
Or, you know, I mean, they got cash.
Dude.
That's what I'm saying, man. Hey, 1.9 trillion, whatever it is.
You know what I just noticed? What
did you just notice?
Up here in our recording, stay silent for a second.
Yeah.
Watch. It's not picking up any background noise whatsoever.
Well, that's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like looking at a flat.
We finally graduated this podcast to big boy status.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty big boy stuff. A lot of big boy stuff going on in the world needs to be addressed.
Yes.
Before we're all sitting around and people knocking on our doors and rounding up our gear and taking us to jail for doing something like this.
Yeah.
They sit there and laugh.
Right.
It could happen.
Well, I'm wondering.
And they always compared Trump to like Nazi Germany. Everyone don't listen to you guys. Now we're.
Do you know any Jewish people that were involved in the concentration camps?
I remember people coming over to the house for dinner when we lived in Germany. And mm-hmm. I remember seeing the tattoos on their wrists and knowing mom would. You would have some that worked on the base, you know. Mm-hmm. It was very common. Pakistani people in my house. People that were in concentration camps, but you'd be eating dinner, and I knew what they were, you know, third and fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I'm living there during the Cold War, so,
mm-hmm.
You know, me and Brian, the first year we lived there, we lived off base. We lived in a little German town.
Yeah.
So, and you're walking around, you know, you see the bullet holes and stuff still. Because it's like 1976.
Right.
I flew over during the Bicentennial Celebration.
Wow.
But, yeah, so I was around a lot of people like that. Actually had a lady my mom knew, and when she left, she actually worked in Hitler's kitchen and gave my mom a full set of Hitler kitchen dishes. You flip them over, they got the swastika and the Hitler and all that.
Wow.
Gave her like two plates, two cups, two sausages and something else.
That's cool.
And how they got through customs and back into the country is beyond me. I tried to bring back like a German do not enter sign. You know?
Right.
You couldn't do shit like that, but... Yeah, so she had in her possession, and this lady was a cook in one of Hitler's kitchens.
Wow.
And, her name was Elsa, and I'm sure she's probably done passed on. But yeah, you know, it was very common to see that a lot.
Mm.
Old, withered, beat down World War II people and shit. And yeah, it's just, it was.
I just wondered.
That's where we're headed if we don't straighten up.
Oh, yeah.
You can't watch Grease. It's too taboo.
You're right.
Fuck you.
Yeah. I'll do what I want.
I'll judge
them. I'll go read a Dr. Seuss book and drink a fucking Coca-Cola while I do it.
Yeah, but that's too white, man. You can't do it. Sprite might be your thing.
That's my white privilege.
Yeah, if anything's too white, it's Sprite.
Right.
You see, it even rhymes.
It's clear.
Crisp and clean and no caffeine.
Right.
But yeah, that's what, I mean, but
who drinks? Why would you make a soda with no caffeine?
I don't know.
That doesn't like, make any fucking sense.
Yeah, that's like Christians against Christ.
I really don't. Or like, that's another thing too. It's like decaf coffee. Like, why?
Well, maybe some people can't handle it, man. Their hearts are old and shit. They can get some caffeine.
My heart's old, but I'll tell you that I drink caffeine on the regular.
I can drink a cup of coffee and fall asleep.
This watermelon Mountain Dew that I drink.
Oh, yeah.
Where is it?
Oh, it's your response.
113 milligrams of caffeine.
Yeah,
in 120 ounce. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you look like
it's been down here for.
It's cold.
3 weeks.
Yeah, so
it is cold.
Oh, sure, it's good.
But so anyway.
Oh yeah, like I said, it starts with the freedom of speech thing. Now, see, we can thank Tipper Gore and all them people back in the day for taking all the rock stars and getting the PMRC started. Now that's where it began,
right?
And now here we are today. Now they're trying to tell you what you can say and words that offend people, and
yeah,
it's got to be too much for me,
right?
I just want to go back to people with cool cars, cool music, and
yeah,
and not worrying about the stuff that really I'd rather focus on families in the country that need food and shelter and take money and just say, I don't care if you're black or white, people in need. And then they go, well, you're bitching about people coming in the country. Well, I'm not saying not at all.
Yeah.
I'm saying do the paperwork.
Yeah.
Don't come showing up and just busting in here on gangbusters and nobody knows about you or if you're in gangs or any of that shit. And the cartel, man, they're probably having a heyday with this.
Yeah.
So if I'm dead tomorrow, you know what happened.
Right. Well, same with me. I mean, fuck.
Yeah, if we're gone tomorrow, you know what happened.
Exactly.
That conspiracy guy, you gotta shut these guys down. Because that makes too much sense. They're definitely free thinkers, and we can't be having that.
Yeah, we can't be having no free thinkers.
You don't think like Nancy Pelosi or some of these ass clowns, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You're just belly lint.
Yeah.
And
Nancy Pelosi.
That
bitch has some saggy tits.
I think she just has a saggy liver and everything.
You know what we need to do? We need to play this song that we got permission to play. Okay, so let me go ahead and give you a little bit of backstory on this before we play it. Okay, so basically, Coca-Cola did an online seminar and released it to Onar. Said be and everybody's like the fuck.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Yeah,
exactly.
So now they're saying, be less, we need you to do that. And, we do have some new merch up on our Glitter Squirrels shop inside of Redbubble.
You'll find some very offensive lewd t-shirts.
Oh yes, two of them. It says Coca-Cola, and instead of C's, it's K's. And all the K's are capitalized, so that gives the impression of the white supremacy group from 1960, whatever.
We were all like,
And then, underneath of it,
a lot of those were Democrats, by the way. No, I mean that's what's funny.
Everybody really?
Was, yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
The Klan people were like all Democrats.
Wow.
I mean, that's going to piss off some people, but sorry, that's the way it goes.
Huh.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe
the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Well, I just throwing that out there because
it was
up by a lot of those dickheads.
Wow, I never knew that.
Bird and some of these ass clowns.
No, I have heard of that, but it's just like really,
it wouldn't matter who done it. It was just it's wrong.
Right.
Three levels. I'm like, shame on me. But, that was a face of like, I can't believe I ate the whole thing or something. I was like, I don't know if you're going to fart or pass out.
Neither. Not yet, anyway. I haven't had enough weed.
Enough weed.
Let's see. So,
The song.
Uh huh.
I'm drifting off.
I got to pee. Buddy Brown. That's the dude's name. Pretty sure this is Bobby's younger brother.
It is.
But
I talked to Whitney earlier, and
did you?
Yeah.
Did you summon her on a Ouija board or?
No, man. I'm just one thing. So I was, kind of happened.
Well, anyway, there's this failure. His name's Buddy Brown. And he has written a song. He's written a song about Coca-Cola. And it's called Be Less White. It's called We Gotta Be Less White. I actually got permission from Buddy Brown's management. 4.5 million views. I actually got permission from Buddy Brown's management.
Nice, thank you.
To play this song on our podcast.
Well, cool. Thanks.
So,
thanks,
I want everybody to pay attention to this song because it's fucking hilarious.
Views, we get 0.5 views.
Right. 4.5. Once again, let me remind you folks, if you go to linktr.ee/glittersquirrels, it'll get you to our merch link. We have two Coca-Cola shirts in there. One says Taste the Racism.
Yeah.
And another one says Be Less White.
You can't make fun of yourself. Oh, who can you make fun of?
Right, exactly.
Come on, jump in there, everybody. And then
there's another T-shirt that has two acorns on it, and it says, "Don't touch my nuts."
That's good. I'm thinking.
So, you know. Anyway, so here's We Gotta Be Less White. This is Buddy Brown on the Glitter Squirrels podcast.
Being less white. At some point.
Well, we gotta get rid of the ad.
Oh yeah,
fucking stupid ads.
Well, that's cool. He's got 4.5 million views, so people are hitting him up. Hey man, he's making a couple bucks.
Yeah,
that's all. Yeah, they'll hit you, man. Like, if you're getting millions of views, all the advertising, that's where the money's at.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you got one of these goofy ads for how many seconds, and then bada boom, bada bing. And that was Buddy Brown with a track called Dead Air, right here on WDAO.
White Day. There we go. Buddy Brown, Truck Sessions.
Truck Sessions. You must be a hillbilly.
Truck Sessions.
What's going on, y'all? In honor of Coca-Cola, I have written a brand new song for you called Be Less White. That's right. The pamphlet that's going around Coca-Cola to all their employees right now, if you hadn't been paying attention, is how to be less white. All the reasons white people are bad. You know, at some point, I'm just like, damn. The hatred is real. Can you imagine if we released a pamphlet called Be Less Black? Can you imagine if Coca-Cola did that? What would happen? Y'all, I'm from Mississippi. I don't care who you are, what walk of life you come from. You come down here and have a beer with me anytime. But this is getting comical. It's getting ridiculous. At a certain point, I think in America, we just need to be less stupid. That's what we need to be. Hope y'all like this song. Be proud of who you are, no matter where you came from. In the meantime, we need to be less white. Coca-Cola's done lost their dadgum minds. Yeah, the white guilt's hitting pretty hard this time. I thought I'd seen it all, but as it turns out, I have to change my skin to live this one down. We gotta be less white, be less white. It's liberals gone wild and they lost their minds. We gotta be less white, be less white. Now I'm switching to Pepsi and it's all alright. Said to be less white is to be less oppressive, be less certain and less defensive, be less arrogant, try to actually listen. Well, Coke ain't getting served in my kitchen. Be less white, hell, be less white. These liberals gone wild and they lost their minds. We gotta be less white, be less white. Now I'm switching to Pepsi and it's all alright. I got something for your little online training class. Take your little pamphlet and stick it right back up your ass. While I try to be less white, be less white. It's liberals gone wild and they lost their minds. We gotta be less white, be less white. Now I'm switching to Pepsi and it's all alright. Bless y'all. Hey, it's a good thing all that snow thawed out last week. It's getting way too white around here. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. Y'all be good.
That's good.
He says, the joke he uses there, it's a good thing all that snow thawed out last week because things were starting to look way too white around here.
Yeah, that was good.
Hold on.
Oh.
Come on. I couldn't resist. Y'all be good.
You too, buddy.
Yeah.
All right. So, Buddy Brown.
There you go.
We got permission to play that. It's called We Gotta Be Less White.
And you can get that at your local Kmart.
Yep.
Dollar General.
Yeah.
Family Dollar.
Coca-Cola wants us to be less white.
Well, I don't really know what that means, but
maybe there's no cake in the conference room for Bob after all.
That's good. Maybe not. Just a damned old Twinkie.
Right.
King but Dong.
You know what blows my mind? How does a brown pop ask people to be less white?
I don't know.
That's like, maybe that would be like a...
That'd be a question for Orange Crush. Or Dr. Pepper.
Let's call Dr. Pepper about Coca-Cola.
Because he's a dark-based soda, too.
Right.
So,
but, like, I just don't understand. Anyway, like, it would be like this. Oreo saying that the cream filling is too white, so they're going to change the color of the cream filling so as not to offend.
If you were to change, you know, if that was to happen, what would be a neutral cream color?
Beige?
And that'd look like shit.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that beige would. I mean, maybe like if it was brown or something.
You don't
want to
look at purple. You don't want to look at green.
Right.
No, they do the holiday thing.
Yeah, I mean, they do the holiday thing, but still.
I'm saying an Oreo just looks its best when it's sandwiched between two chocolate dark cookies with the vanilla in the middle.
Right.
Yeah, the killer vanilla. You
know? And, gosh. You know, I don't understand.
I don't even know why it even has to be brought up in the media or anywhere. No, I don't. You know, you want to hang out at the pool or wherever you play, like handball, doing your thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, do I really need to know that Coke's offended people? You know, a while back, peanut butter got the racist card for a minute.
Can you?
That was stupid.
Can you imagine? You know, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall at the staff meeting.
What, a Coca-Cola? Like,
yeah. Staff meeting where they were presented with a pamphlet. Or some kind of online course that said be less white. Like, I just wonder how awkward it was for like people that aren't white to be in a room and they're being told that they're acting too white and they need to tone down their whiteness.
I don't know what that means. Like I said, I'm a pretty white dude.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
I've always been this white.
I think,
so I can't be less white.
I don't understand.
I'm white.
Right.
So I can't be less white than what I am, dude. Nobody can. It's DNA.
Right.
I know some white dudes are a little darker. They got a little Italian going on. He's an Indian in their family. But I can't be less white, bro. Look at me.
Right.
Well, I like start being like anemic and just drink myself into cirrhosis or what?
You know, he went from white to yellow in 3 months.
Alcoholism, so I can be less white. I got to be pale. Stay inside forever. Be like, and I don't see albino. That probably offended a bunch of people again. Someone got offended.
Hey,
but I'm just
let
saying.
Somebody get offended. I want somebody to fucking be triggered and get offended by our fucking show because I'll hand you a fucking tampon and a Kleenex and tell you to fucking suck it the fuck up.
And these are words to live by.
Exactly.
That was a motivational speech by your.
Well, the reason why.
Well, I don't get it. Here's okay.
Let me compare my situation to what's going on now, okay?
You're too white.
All these people are saying, I'm triggered by this, I'm triggered by that.
What's that shit?
Yeah. Like, fucking triggered?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, motherfucker. Ever since I've been in fucking kindergarten, I've always heard that I needed to eat another cheeseburger or I needed to lose weight like that,
whatever.
Okay? The first thing out of somebody's mouth when they come at me is that I'm a fat bastard. And, you know, it's like... I grew up with that all my life.
Yeah.
Did I let it shape who I was? Absolutely fucking not. And I'm not going to sit here and let a race shape who I am.
Me neither.
You know? I will say this. I am proud of my heritage. I'm proud of my ancestors.
Small, so I know where you're coming
but,
from, man.
You know, I'm proud of my ancestors. I'm proud of my heritage. I'm proud of where I came from. But this is me. This is me. I shouldn't have to pay the price for what my great 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 grandmother did.
I don't even know if you know. Indian people. My family came over on the banana boat from Ireland, so I don't really think
my family came over on a fucking boat with the French 500.
Yeah, my folks came over on one of the loads and got dumped off at Ellis Island, America.
Yeah,
and then prior to that, my family was just a bunch of Vikings and Nova Scotia people before that happened. So
Vikings.
It kind of explains my temper, I guess. It looks like Thor. Get out of the way. Well, here, guys, pissed. No, but I'm just saying, but it just goes to show you where I don't know who they're talking to. Are they talking to what age is the media targeting right now? 13, 12 year old adolescent kids?
What's going on?
I got a kid. I don't care if you're gay or whatever your thing is. Whatever.
But, yeah.
I got to watch a kid go through a book, ABCs, and he's 4 years old, and I'm one of the people that kind of object to a four-year-old kid, having sex ed before kindergarten.
Yeah.
And, a lot of people are preaching this and stuff. And I'm like, look, man, let a kid be a kid. Let him skin his fucking knees, ride a big wheel, get face slapped at the bus stop by a bully. I mean,
Yeah, he should
talk about shaping a kid.
Right.
Let the kid be a kid. Let the kid get on sleds and skateboards, get hurt, get scabs,
and
coddling everybody and right now. Everything's like, it's like coddle.
Yeah. It's like, come here, let me give you a hug. I'm so sorry.
Here's you some money. And,
yeah.
Oh, life sucks. Pretty much since I've been on my own, life's not been a... It's been great. But anybody, it's called life. Yeah. And it's going to fluctuate up and down.
And I think John and I have reached the pinnacle ages now where we can give life advice.
Well,
like you're 54 now.
Yeah,
I'm 40 now.
Right.
So,
And 20 years ago, I was a different person.
Right.
Mentally, I'm still, I'm that guy. I think about gigs, my kids, how are you always going to do to get better? And, typical things, but that's just called life. I don't need people putting words and coming up with scenarios and all these organizations and shit telling me that I need to straighten up. What do I need straightened up, man?
Right.
Under all these dickheads that's come through the office since I was a little kid, I can bitch about it. I can moan about it, whatever. My life's really not changed.
Yeah.
Either I'm paying a lot for gas or I'm not.
Yeah.
And but I'm still saying what I want.
Exactly.
I'm going to do what I want.
Exactly.
I don't know where, but I think the media and Facebook and Twitter, come on, Twitter banned Newt Gingivitis Rich, whatever. Newt Gingrich.
Yeah. Newt Gingrich.
Yeah, they
Newt Gingivitis. This one.
They banned him, they took him out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's out there in the Trump crowd. But I'm like, man, that's not freedom of speech.
You know what Trump did?
The argument's always like, we own it. It's our thing.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. That's cool, but man, just let people talk, dude.
Yeah,
I'll read it.
All right, so let me just bring people up to speed on what's going on. I have moved myself from a different app. I used to be on TikTok all the time and do my funny stuff on TikTok.
Right,
I still watch TikTok from time to time.
Yeah,
but I've moved my stuff over to this app called Clapper.
Clapper.
Uh-huh. Like clap on, clap off.
Clapper.
Yeah. So anyway, this Clapper app is made for 17 plus. So basically, if you're under 17, you can't get clapping. Access
you ain't clapping.
On this app.
Yeah,
they will shut you down if they think you're under 17.
Yeah.
So, it's just kind of a place where adults just go.
Yeah,
and
adults and too. You talk. Tell bad jokes, you talk, you say things,
Speaking of bad jokes.
Oh, that's right. We haven't had a bad joke of the day, have we?
Yeah, we've got quite a few bad jokes of the day.
I wasn't talking about our intro. Lost his wife for shit in the shower.
I'm about to tell you how shitting in the shower ruined my life.
Yeah, you reckon, buddy? that's nasty. Your kids are all in there and people taking a bath and stuff, and you gotta go be dropping poop.
Waffle poop, nonetheless.
Yeah, the waffle stomp.
The waffle stomp.
Doesn't it get a little slippery, I'm just saying?
Right? I mean, and.
Who wants to? Yeah.
Who wants to get the dude?
I can't.
Oh, I don't even. Fuck. Care. Fuck. I just had a thought. I wonder if he ever, like, overstepped it and it, like, went between his toes.
Oh, you know, it was like mud.
Oh, gross, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. He's holding me in the mud butt. Get a little mud on the tire. Get a little mud on your foot. Get a little mud on your foot. Yeah, that's it.
I got some big news. The shit finally went down.
Sounds like it. Every waffle stomp that I've heard. Yeah, what an intro. Classic. Classic stuff right there.
Yeah, classic, classic stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of 105, that radio station is actually the same age as me.
Damn, 40.
Yeah, they're 40 old years
man.
Old.
Old man, that's funny. Yeah. Before, I was like a whopping 15. Yeah, 40. Yeah, however that works mathematically. Yeah, mm-hmm. I was up there.
Wow. You were just hitting puberty. Your balls were dropping and your voice was getting deep.
Yeah, it was time to change.
When I was born.
Yeah, great, great.
Time to change.
Yeah, this is horrible. No auto-tune for the Bradys.
Right.
Oh, man. And in sports, man, we lost a great boxer.
Yeah, did we?
Yeah,
did we lose?
I believe Hearn. What was his name? He was a big guy, man.
Hold on.
He had a big old nickname.
Let's find out.
But,
hey, Google, what boxer died this week?
Here are some results from a search.
Legendary boxing champion Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
That's it. Why am I
dies scared? At 66.
Yeah, that's not very old. When you're my age, man, that's not very old.
Right.
And then Casey and the Sunshine Band lost their lead guitarist yesterday. So,
damn. And he was a personal friend of yours, wasn't he?
Yes, actually. Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Great guy. So a big shout out to Jeffrey Reeves, man. If you knew the guy, man, he was like, it was like meeting Jimi Hendrix. It's the best way to describe him. He was always... Just never had a bad thing to say about
him.
Humble. Yeah, just a great guy. He was always like, yeah, dude, hey. And he's just always nice to me. He always had nice things to say. So, yeah. Rest in peace, Mr. Reeves.
Man.
And all this, South Fork, man, Lauderdale, all you guys down there, any of y'all listening, heart goes out to that music community down there. It's very awesome.
Yeah.
I met him.
Well, I'll tell you, man, when you get involved with a band and you're singing and playing music and just hanging out with one another, it becomes a family. You know, you forget all about that these guys are just acquaintances that you hooked up with to play in a band.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean,
it becomes a family. And then,
they do.
You know, there's feelings that get involved.
I mean,
it's
sounds goofy.
Right.
Yeah, it sounds goofy even for me. Go, yeah, I know, you know, I knew the guy.
And my heart goes out to everybody down in Florida, his music family and his actual family.
Man. South Florida in that area, my God. I mean, he's like
my heart goes out to all those folks. And I had reached out to Casey and the Sunshine Band, but I don't think I'm going to hear back from them before the end of this podcast.
Yeah.
But, you know, I thought maybe it would be cool of us to play a Casey and the Sunshine Band song. I don't think that his management would have a problem with that.
I don't think they would.
He's but a nice guy. You know what? You know
you
what,
just
though?
Never know.
You just never know. So
not
I sent
nowadays.
Out the email, and hopefully, either.
Maybe we'll play it on the next one.
Maybe. If I get the permission.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Every song, folks, that you have ever heard on this show, permission has been obtained to play those things. I don't just randomly grab things and play them.
And see, isn't that crazy? Back in the day, you could just do that.
Yeah, back in the day.
You could just grab anything and put it, like, go back there on some of my vinyl, grab a record, throw it on.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't make a damn.
Right.
Came from. ASCAP already got paid on. You know, see, everybody ruins things politically.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying you need things like ASCAP and BMI and all that. But, man, really, how much money do you need?
Well, you know,
how
you know what I think,
do you
John?
Need, man? When we spent a tune, how many records did it sell? And how much money did they already get?
You know what
damn,
I think?
Y'all.
You know what I think?
What's that?
Here's what I think. I think that the fact that they won't let us play music on a podcast is racist.
It's bad.
I think it's racist.
It's straight up.
It's
straight
racist.
Up music monopoly racism.
Uh-huh.
You know, we got to select songs that you can play from an artist, but, you know, like we talked about that.
You can't
that
play it without permission.
Yeah, you got like a certain catalog of like every time you hear Skinner, you hear the same three songs, AC/DC, same four,
mm-hmm.
Zeppelin, three or four. And it's because you can't buy all the rights to their catalogs, and the artists won't come off on them.
No, hell no, they won't.
You know, you're always going to get, you know, every time, hey, here's Leonard Skinner in Sweet Home Alabama for the $9 billionth time. You know, I can't.
Motherfucker's right, still making money off of that
song.
You
know, you never hear, like, working for MCA. You never hear songs like that on the radio.
I do.
You hear Needle and Spoon.
I do.
Really?
Yeah, maybe on Rock 105.
Really?
Yeah, Rock 105, dude. They have Two for Tuesday.
And they mix it
They're
up.
They're grabbing for straws on Leonard Skinner songs. And usually I'll hear like Swamp Music or All I Can Do Is Write About It in a Song. You know, all the good shit that I loved.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But you hear, you know, Sweet Home Alabama and Freebird. Oh, my God, you know. But, you know, AC/DC, you're going to hear Dump. I'm on a highway to hell. But anyway, you know, so that's where we've came all these years with licenses. But that's what I'm saying, man. They got involved in the music business, and now it's all rights and copyrights and this and the other.
You can't play that song unless you have permission.
Because they're greedy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're stingy. They're like politicians, man.
Yeah.
And now, you know, Nashville, it's in sad shape.
Yeah,
they're tearing down a lot of history, Music Row, putting up condos and shit.
Man.
It's sad what's going on.
It is
pretty sad, man. You have like one theater. Yeah, you talk about it, everyone's like, oh, it'll be like Nazi Germany. Well, what the hell are you doing right now, man?
Right.
You're headed in the right direction if you don't straighten your ass up. Now I'm just, man, it's an opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. These opinions and views are already on this show. Just coming from this asshole. That would be me, and that's okay. Because I can take it. But, my God, man.
So, yeah.
What do you say?
Yeah.
About what I'm seeing right now all over the place. What do you say?
So, we got about 10 minutes left.
The Big Ten.
So, I think we can make everybody suck on our Big Ten-inch record.
Oh, that's actually the B-side of Toys in the Attic.
Yep.
Yeah.
But,
anyway, music history for you. What were you saying, Slim?
So, we were talking about maybe bringing some characters on this show and you know, doing all kinds of goofy stuff. Of course, we will be asking questions of the said characters from Poddex. Which is who this show is powered by.
I've scooped them all up and stuck them somewhere.
Well, don't worry about it because I have the app my phone.
You got an app for everything.
Yeah, I have the app on my phone, and where I ordered everything, everything's unlocked.
So, oh, well, there you go. So you usually got to like play slot machines to get to the better machine.
Right.
Look at you.
So I can go view Poddex library. And,
the hustle.
Let's see. The interview decks, the what the heck decks, the would you rather decks, you know.
And we are powered by Poddex, by the way.
Yes, we are.
Just to let you know.
If you're a podcaster and you want a deal, go to poddex.com, use code GLITTERSQUIRRELS, which is all one word, and
they will set you on your way.
You will be given 10% off of your order.
Hey, and that's enough left over to get a damn burger.
Right?
You never know.
All right, so who's our first character?
I don't know.
We're going to have to make up, like, backstories for all these guys.
Well, yeah, backstories. That's funny. Well, we're talking about the singer guy, Luke Combs' nephew.
Yeah, that's Duke Brush.
Duke Brush. So we
Duke
got,
Brush.
We got Duke Brush definitely is going to...
Duke Brush will be part of the... He's going to be part of the mix here. Basically, Duke Brush is the opposite of Luke Combs.
Exactly.
So
pay attention. That's going to be good.
Yes. And there's going to be a lot of parody songs come out, songs that you've heard, but they're not going to be the same lyrics. We promise you that because Duke is way, way out there.
He is. He's a far out guy. So pick up on that. That's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, and the guy that's got the worst luck ever, his name's Less Fortunate.
Less Fortunate. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's going to be.
Is he part of the Les Nessman trio you were talking about earlier?
Yeah, if you were to put characters together for a new WKRP in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could have. Man, could you imagine recasting that, though? That'd be funny. Like, who'd you pick?
Me as Johnny Fever.
There you go, Johnny
Booger!
Johnny Fever.
Let's see.
Venus Flytrap. I'm trying to think. You get Ice Cube to play him.
Yeah, yeah,
someone needs to jump on. You know, you heard it here first, but someone ought to jump on that.
That would be funny. Who would movie. Who would play Les Nessman?
Les Nessman. I'd get that guy that talks like this, little fruity dude.
With the white hair, the nose tan.
I don't know. There's got to be someone.
The little dude off of Hee Haw. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, I did go on Tanya's video there.
He was on Tanya's video on TikTok.
Hey, yeah, I'll watch it.
They were.
No, I think I'd get a hipper kind of. Less nice one. That'd be a tricky character.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Jack Black. He's got to be in there somewhere, man.
Right.
If he's in this movie.
Jack Black. I think Jack Black would make a good Les Nessman. Maybe.
Yeah.
Or maybe the boss. The boss.
Yeah, he was good. I think you actually get like Johnny Fever to be that guy, you know.
Well,
now,
yeah.
And now.
Bring
back some of them characters, give cameos.
Yeah, Johnny Fever's running the radio station now, you know. Yeah,
it's Lonnie Anderson.
And the
get
program.
Lonnie Anderson in there.
The program director.
Jessica Simpson for Lonnie Anderson.
Yes. I'll be down for that. Or, and then, like, let's see. There was. The old program director from that show is still alive.
Really?
He lives in Cynthiana.
No shit.
Yeah. Wow. He lives on a farm out there, and he pretty much stays to himself.
I will say, baby, if you ever wonder whatever happened, we was talking about doing that song over at dinner real quick. Mm-hmm. Baby! Just
all shit. Like James Hetfield?
Yeah.
Just if you ever wondered.
Just be all chat.
Whatever the fucker became of me. That's a shitty ass. Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Oh,
UCKRFUCKIGP. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be interesting, man. They've made Chips and Baywatch. They're looking at WKRP, man. You got Tom and Jerry, but that might not last long. There might be a weapon or something.
Somebody be triggered by it.
Yeah, someone get upset over a mouse. I don't know, man.
Well, they took Pepe Le Pew out because they said he was too sexual towards the cat.
That's amazing.
What the fuck do you think men are doing?
I don't know, but cats? Do you really got to drag Pepe Le Pew in the mix?
Yeah.
I mean, all of it. It's like, these are cartoons, people.
Yeah.
So I want to know who's
going to find
sitting around. Where are these people? Where do you get this job to sit in a room and watch some stuff and pick it apart and then take it to the public and go, this, not so much.
Yeah.
We got a problem with these books, these movies, and these characters.
Well, did you hear the
and
Muppets?
These toys. Soda is in the mix?
Did you hear the Muppets got a disclaimer put on them by Disney Plus?
Yeah. See, it just don't stop, man.
Hang on a second.
Everything.
What does the Muppets disclaimer say?
According to TV Line, select episodes of The Muppet Show, which began streaming on Disney Plus on Friday, February 19, have been hit with a disclaimer citing negative depictions and or mistreatment of people or cultures. These stereotypes were wrong then and are wrong now, the disclaimer reads.
Give me a break. Give me a break.
They put that on the fucking Muppets, dude.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
It's ridiculous.
We got puppets, cartoon characters, toys and soda, and movies.
And a president who's a fucking puppet.
But here's the problem I have with all this. It should be nobody's decision but your own.
Right.
We don't need to hear it on the news. If you don't like it, don't buy it. Don't look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take your kids to that movie.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, you can listen to all the rap music you want. Now see what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
What in the hell?
The influence for 12-year-old girls is bring a bucket and a mop for some wet-ass pussy.
So, really? Those are the lyrics that are out there and stuff? And kids
the song's called WAP. It was by Cardi B. But
Dr. Seuss is offensive.
Yeah.
Dr.
Seuss is offending people, but bringing a bucket and a mop for a wet-ass pussy.
I'm not going to knock rap music. It's not my thing, and
right.
I don't care. But you know what? You know, I have heard it, and I keep an open mind. Obviously, I'm in the arts entertainment, and that's the way it is. And I'm going to say, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Rap
music is good. But
when
man,
I hear the lyrics, man, it offends me almost, you know? I'm like, God, man, listen.
Yeah. All right. Hang on. Let's hang on a second.
Let's see here. I mean, London Bridge is probably. When are you going to start banding? Think about this one. Rub a dub dub, three men in a tub.
That sounds like a good time.
But it's an old
rub-a-dub-dub, three men in the tub.
Now think about this.
What are they doing in this tub? I'm triggered.
Doing in the tub.
I'm triggered.
This next, your little, you know, there was a lady living in a shoe. She had so many kids, her uterus fell out. It's gonna be, you know, it's gonna be nursery rhymes next. You watch, man. You heard it here first on GSP.
Speaking unfiltered, of the GSP,
unfiltered radio podcast.
Speaking of the GSP, man, it was fun hanging out in Waverly the other night.
Yeah, Waverly was a hoot, man. You know, those shows are always fun.
Those people.
I love the way people just get up and go crazy and sing and yell.
They were going crazy. Okay, so let's read these lyrics here.
Okay, here's lyrics. I should pull up some lyrics of Dr. Seuss next to this that they find offensive.
I said,
if I knew what they were, I would.
I said, certified freak, 7 days a week. Wet ass pussy, make that pull out game weak.
Whoa, ah. Whoa, ah.
Yeah, with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet ass pussy.
Some guy wrote
this. Give me everything you got for this wet ass pussy. Beat it up, nigga. Catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this pussy right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top. I want to ride. I do a Kegel while it's inside.
Hey, what's a Kegel?
A Kegel is an exercise that women do to make their pussy tighter.
Okay.
Yeah.
You heard that first right here at the GSP.
Uh-huh. Spit in my mouth. Look in my eyes.
It's educational.
This pussy is wet. Come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. Let's role play. I'll wear a disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage.
Oh, my.
Right?
That's
and 12-year-old girls are popping on this, man.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Make it cream. Make it scream. Public. Make a scene. I don't cook. I don't clean. But let me tell you how I got this ring. Gobble me. Swallow me.
God,
drip man. Down the side of me. Quick, jump out before you let it get inside of me.
Yeah.
I tell him where to put it, never tell him where I'm about to be. I'll run down on him, for I have a nigga running me. Talk your shit, bite your lip.
Pow, pow.
Oh, yeah, pow, pow. Anyway. Talk your shit, bite your lip. Ask for a car while you ride that dick. You really ain't ever got to fuck him for a thing. He already made his mind up before he came. Now get your boots and your coat for this wet-ass pussy. He bought a phone just for pictures of this wet-ass pussy.
Oh, my God.
Pay my tuition just to kiss me on this wet-ass pussy. Now make it rain if you want to see some wet-ass pussy.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, I need a hard hitter. I need a deep stroker. I need a Henny drinker. I need a weed smoker. Okay, I get that. Not a garden snake. I need a king cobra with a hook in it.
Well, she quit putting power tools in there. Maybe you know, someone can hit that without throwing a hot dog down a hallway. Anyway,
let's see. Hope it lean over. He got some money. That's where I'm headed. Pussy A1, just like his credit. He got a beard while I'm trying to wet it. I let him taste it. Now he's diabetic.
Good God. Stop eating candy bars.
I got diabetes.
Yeah, I was just saying, Wilford Brimley know that?
I don't want to spit. I want to gulp. I want to gag. I want to choke. I want you to touch that little dangly thing that swings in the back of my throat.
Good Lord, man.
My head game is fire, Punani Dasani. I ride on that thing like the cops is behind me.
I was going to say a 10-foot salami, but I guess that would have been, you know.
10-foot salami. Anyway. I spit on his mic, and now he's trying to sign me.
Whoa. This goes on forever, man. This is like Stairway to Heaven of Nastiness.
Your Honor, I'm a freak bitch. Handcuffs, leashes. Terrible. Switch my wig. Make him feel like he's cheating. Put him on his knees. Give him something to believe in. Oh, give him something to believe in.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Brett. But.
Never lost a fight, but I'm looking for a beating. In the food chain, I'm the one that eats you.
Damn, well, she's a maniac.
If he ate my ass, he's a bottom feeder.
Oh, my.
Big D stands for big demeanor. All right, I got some motherfucking questions.
Yeah. Okay.
First of all, why you let the dude eat your ass? Poop comes out of there, man. I don't understand.
I don't know. Fiber?
I mean, I'm just...
Corn? Look for a peanut?
Like, hey, babe, you know, that was great. I got some corn in my teeth.
Here, excuse me.
Baby, can I attend the Church of Fudge?
Listen, man, I'd rather hear lyrics like "Schools Out for Summer."
Right?
I rock and roll all night and party every
day. Speaking of "Schools Out for Summer," I gotta say I'm super, super proud of my daughter Chelsea.
Oh yeah,
she found out today that she's getting her diploma, so she will be graduating high school. So,
and that's always good.
Now back to this wet ass pussy. Well, I can make you bust before I ever meet you. If it don't hang, then he can't bang. You can't hurt my feelings, but I like pain. If he fuck me and ask whose is it, when I ride the dick, I must spell my name. There's some whores in this house.
Apparently. Imagine that.
It says,
thank.
And then it's back to the...
Oh, then it repeats that lovely chorus.
You fucking sure with you some wet-ass pussy. Along. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet-ass pussy. Give me everything you got for this wet-ass pussy. Now, from the top, make it drop. That's some wet-ass pussy.
Oh, man.
Now, get a bucket and a mop. That's some wet-ass pussy. I'm talking wop, wop, wop. That's some wet-ass pussy. Macaroni in a pot.
What's macaroni got to do with...
Okay. Now, think of that. Now, here's something that... okay. And this is weird why I have this knowledge, okay?
No, it's not.
One of my friends was posting, as he kept getting his wife pregnant, he kept posting on social media, #macaroni noises. And I'm like...
Oh, splash, splash, what, flossy,
what
flossy.
The hell is he talking about? So... The whole thing
is the sound of the stirring.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, that's the macaroni reference. I got it.
Macaroni and cheese.
Anyway, that song finishes with "There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house."
Gee, and maybe that's some wet ass pussy. Well, there you go. But and that's just one set of lyrics from WAP.
And 12-year-old girls, man, are loving that shit.
I don't care
shit.
How old you are, man. I think it sucks.
Yeah.
I don't care. Cardi B, man, whatever, dude.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I get it. That's some really talented lyrical content right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's something you can live by. Well, that's great. I've been educated.
Oh, look.
WAP.
WAP.
Whatever.
What does Kegel mean in WAP?
Oh, see? Some people are
Louis
like
Louis Capaldi appears to have finally learned the meaning of the word Kegel. All thanks to the smash hit WAP track by rappers Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. The 23-year-old singer-songwriter is currently making headlines for discovering that a Kegel is a pelvic floor exercise.
Hey, there you go. I thought you just had to put a ham in there and pull the bone out to restore one.
No, they got to do some finagling.
So it's not ham, it's WAP. Still three letters, but hey. Well, it's great. It's great to know that.
Right.
I don't get it, man. So, but we're going to bitch about what I've been talking about all day.
Yeah.
We're going to complain about that.
Yeah.
Because the kids or whoever's offended.
Yeah.
Well,
everybody's
triggered. I guess my opinion don't mean nothing. I can't be offended.
Everybody's triggered, man.
Whatever.
Yeah. I'm not triggered by shit. You can call me a fat bastard. I'll just look at you and laugh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not one of those people that just, like, you know, needs to depend on...
I'm not an angry guy. If that's your hang-up and you suck, you know? Hey.
Right. I think Sammy should take us out, too.
Sammy, take us out, man. Tell us how you run your life by shitting in the shower. We're going to turn it over to Sammy. It's been great hanging out with you guys.
Sammy.
We're the Glitter Scrolls Podcast, and we are happening with pod decks. And
yes.
All kinds of things coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We always got things coming up.
Yep. We've got characters and
things. We're going to go a little Saturday Night Live soon. We're going to mix it up.
Yes.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for tuning in.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you. And Sammy, the floor is yours.
Here's how you run your life. Right here.
Hey, Sammy, I want to tell you how shitting in the shower ruined my fucking life. I used to have it all. I had a beautiful shave, nice head of hair, great job. I was head broker at my firm. Beautiful, hot, smoking wife, three beautiful little kids, and a dog named Spuds. Me and my wife were together for 4 years and married for 2, and I would never let her in the bathroom while I was taking a shower because I told her that it was my time. It was my personal time. It was my time of self-reflection, but I was lying.
What I was really doing is I would stand there in the shower, take a shit, and then when the turd would fall out of my ass, it would slide down my leg onto the drain, and I would waffle stomp that motherfucker in there. Well, one night I get off work, and I get in the shower, and I spread my cheeks and let that glorious hot water hit my chocolate starfish. Well, though, did I know that her and her friends were doing this Facebook challenge where they run in on their husbands in the shower and record their reaction? Let's just say they should have recorded her reaction. When she finally found out what I was up to in there, she divorced my ass and took my children.
Stay classy, San Diego. We love you.
The Glitter Squirrels Podcast, brought to you by Era of One Watches. Jump into a new era of watchmaking. Unleash the power of technology on your smartwatch with these high-quality watches. I sound like Jim Thornton from Wheel of Fortune.
And you do, and let me tell you why. Because if you don't have one of these on your new fancy iWatch, then you're just missing out. You can catch all kinds of cool stuff on your iWatch right there, right there. You can get.
We have a Glitter Squirrels watch face.
We do.
Huge collection of watch faces. I mean, we're talking 173 in total.
Huge.
He's got a Zodiac collection, a muscle car collection, a medical workers collection. He's adding more every day. And this dude,
10K Magic, Fly Fish Magic, Diamond Crow, Fantastic actually, Silver.
This dude all is there. Actually, he's active duty military.
And that's even better.
Right.
Thank you.
So support the military and go download a watch face from Era One Watches. You can get to the website by going to facer.io.
All your wants and needs for anything.
Exactly. facer.io/u/Era1. Once again, that's facer.io/u/Era1. E-R-A-1.
Anything. Anything. Anything you want. He'll make it happen for you right there.
Era One Watches for all your smart watch face needs.
Thanks for tuning into the Glitter Squirrel Podcast. We appreciate you. This episode was brought to you by Poddex. That's right, Poddex. They are the hottest new tool for podcasters looking to have more meaningful conversations or gamify their podcast. Simply shuffle up, ask a question, and let the content roll. Get yours today at poddex.com and use code GLITTERSQUIRRELS for a 10% off discount.
We know your time is precious, and we thank you for spending it with us. If you would like to leave us something to talk about in a future show, say hi to your mom, tell everyone how awesome our podcast is, or anything else, please visit our page, anchor.fm/glittersquirrels. Again, thanks for your time, and we will catch you next week on the Glitter Squirrels Podcast.